and white. Certainly, it was. My lasting impression of Aberfanda is why did it happen, and people looking, what I felt, for scapegoats, why it happened. Nobody seemed to take responsibility for it. Yes, there were images of the police and local people helping, you know. I mean, yes, there was that aspect. But it was the aftermath, really, and on television. And I think there was somebody from the National Coal Board at the time. And I felt they were really trying to wriggle out of any responsibility, you know. I mean, nobody's going to stand up and say, good Lord, yes, I'm responsible for the death of all these children. I mean, I doubt if anybody would get up and say that. But on the other hand, there are ways, I suppose, of accepting some culpability, possibly. So I was disappointed in the human race in some respect when I saw the images on Aberfan. And of course, old enough to realise, you know, that to me, I mean, I think coal mining, I mean, was a terrible business, you know. And I say that after going down to Big Pit in Blaenavon, and I think everybody should be made to go down there to see what a disgusting job coal mining in those days was. I don't think anybody today with health and safety regulations would ever operate underground, you know, in those conditions. And I can well remember seeing the coal tips then, you know, if you went from here to Llanelli, you went through Pontiats and there'd be coal tips, pyramids, it was to call them as a child. They were everywhere, you know. And it seemed to me then, you know, I mean, did this really have to happen? Did you really have to put all this rubbish in one pile, you know, to come down?